tell him that it's not mere gossip and that silence protects the guilty.
Sir, it's not mere gossip. It's essential that we know what's going on. Silence only protects the guilty. If the nobility is innocent, then transparency does not weaken the crown, it strengthens it. Rumors thrive in darkness. If there's nothing to hide, why not allow light to fall where it may?
Your pulse spikes. Kim is becoming dangerously bold. You must inform Mr. Sturgis and ask for his advice. What do we do when she becomes too intense?
I was afraid that this would happen. Kim can become a danger to herself when she gets too into it. She starts to prioritize the secrets more than her safety. You must help her. Ground her. Tell her to stop when possible.
You speak with remarkable certainty for a woman. Inspector Aberline suspected influence, yes, but influence is not the same as royal guilt. He believed pressure was applied from above, that certain avenues were discouraged. That is very different from believing a prince walked in Whitechapel with a knife in his hand.
Discouraged by whom? And to protect whom? You cannot expect me to believe such pressure floats down from the sky without direction.
To protect reputations. To prevent hysteria. There were physicians involved in the periphery of the case. Men of education. Men attached to respected households. Some had connections close enough to the royal orbit to make the scandal catastrophic. Once whispers begin attaching the name of Prince Albert Victor, Duke of Clarence and Avondale, to the horrors in Whitechapel, fear overtakes reason. Not because it was true, but because the mere suggestion will be explosive. The Duke is a convenient villain for those who despise the monarch. He is young, occasionally indiscreet in his associations, and therefore easy to embroider into myth. Engagement records place him elsewhere during several of the murders. He was under observation more often than the public imagines. A prince does not wander unnoticed.
And yet, his name persists in every alley and tavern. Some claim he married in secret. Others speak of a child, of witnesses silenced to preserve the succession. Such stories do not arise without fuel.
Stories materialize wherever fear and politics intersect. The alleged secret marriage to a shop girl, the child who threatened the life of inheritance, the desperate cover-up. These are interventions of pamphleteers and men who profit from destabilization. Aberline himself dismissed the notion of a royal murder. His frustration lay elsewhere. He believed certain leads were discouraged because they pointed towards circles that could not withstand scandal, not because they implicated the Duke directly.
So the knife may not have belonged to nobility, but the hand that redirected suspicion might have.
Influence protects institutions. That does not make the institution murderous. It makes it cautious, sometimes excessively so.
Caution can resemble guilt when viewed from the outside.
And panic can resemble conspiracy. You must understand this. The British Empire stands as a symbol of stability. To entangle the heir, presumptive and grotesque murder would not merely damage a family. It would shake public faith in the crown itself. That fear alone explains much of what you interpret as suppression.
Fear explains behavior. It does not erase questions.
You are either extraordinarily curious or extremely brave. Tell me, have we met before?
It is possible, sir. I have not ventured out in some time, but one cannot remain hidden forever. Unfortunately, I must retire for an evening. Good night.
Miss, if you value your safety, pursue monsters, not institutions.
All right, that was closer than I would like. I think that was both a warning and advice. Poor man, thinking that will stop me. Here's what we have. No solid evidence placing the Duke in Whitechapel at the critical hours. Documented engagement contradicting parts of the rumors. Persistent conspiracy theories centering on a secret marriage and a child used as leverage. Aberline allegedly frustrated, not by royal guilt, but by interference protecting reputations with influential medical and social circles. The nobles fear scandal more than accusation, and fear in politics is often the loudest clue. Nothing for sure, but the pattern is interesting.